You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast for Wednesday, March 30th, Winnipeg Jets against the Ottawa Senators, game 77 of a seemingly endless season. Jets' 39th home game, so they only have two remaining after this. They played against the Ottawa Senators tonight, another team kind of playing out the string. And, boy, you could feel it in the game. I can tell you there were a total of 12 shots in the first period, 10 shots. I'm talking both teams here, folks. 12 shots in the first period, 10 shots in the second, 9 shots in the second. So, shots after two periods, before I get through the goals and everything else, shots after two periods were 11 for Ottawa and 10 for the Jets. I think that really tells you all you need to know about the game and the pace of the game. It was kind of lackadaisical. You know, we'll talk about the big hit, of course, but aside from that, there wasn't much in terms of energy or emotion in this game. Fans weren't into it. Players weren't into it. Jets played poorly. Deserved to lose, really, but Ottawa didn't really play that well either. So if both teams could have lost this game, both teams should have lost this game. Let's go through the goals and the breakdown of the periods. Senators get off to an early and to a good start early. Goal by Zach Smith, his 22nd goal of the year. Assist to Mark Stone, his 38th assist. And Cody Ceci with his 14th assist. He gets a secondary one. Now, on this play, it's a quick D-to-D pass from Mark Mathot to Cody Ceci at their own defensive blue line. And the Jets are coming off kind of a half change here. So the Scheifele line comes out. But Chris Thorburn has to come out there's a bit of confusion. Chris Thorburn ends up being a little bit late pressuring Cody Ceci with the puck. Ceci's able to pass the puck with fairly little resistance up the boards to Mark Stone, who picks up the puck just before or around the offensive blue line. Because the Jets are late coming on the change, Ottawa kind of has a mini 3-on-2, but not with a lot of speed. Stone steps over the boards, steps over the blue line, and he's joined on the rush here by Pageau and by Smith. So Stone is kind of taken by Mark Stewart, who's playing with Jacob Trouba here, kind of on this mini 3-on-2, and Scheifele ends up picking up Zach Smith. So there's your kind of 3-on-3 matchup. Stone slows down, and Stewart gives him a little bit of space, and Stone, smart player, good patience and good puck skills, good passer. He kind of waits this out. Pageau kind of drives the middle and then curls to the right, so kind of Stone's side, and when he does that, Trouba takes him, because he drives the middle and he has to defend the middle. Trouba takes him, and he's leaving Scheifele to cover Zach Smith. Well, Stone shows some nice patience, threads a pass through Mark Stewart, Scheifele is a little bit late and loses position on Zach Smith, who receives the pass and puts it over Michael Hutchinson's glove side, so his right shoulder. And you know, on this goal here, first off, Hutchinson's a little bit slow to react, so you have to give him a little bit of blame on the goal. Really good skill play by Stone. Maybe you want Stewart to knock the puck down, but really it's Scheifele not great job on the defensive coverage here for the Jets, and Ottawa's up 1-0. Remainder of the first period, you had two penalties, one to Bobby Ryan, 16:53 for hooking. That was kind of a weak call, but there wasn't much contact in the game aside from the big hit that you'll hear about later. And then Marco Dano had a high-sticking penalty at 19:28 of the first period. As you can see by the goal totals, six shots for the Senators and six shots for the Jets. Think about that. The Jets had a power play there, a two-minute power play, and certainly weren't generating much in the way of shots. And then Ottawa had 32 seconds of power play, also not generating much in the way of shots. So after one period, it was 1-0 Ottawa. Boring period. Not much happened. Second period was somehow worse. Only 9 shots, as I mentioned, in the second period. No goals. But the only, you could call it, saving grace or impact. The period was boring, except for Dustin Byfuglien's massive hit on Mark Stone. Stone was going to kind of pick the puck up through the neutral zone, put his head down for 1 second on Dustin Byfuglien's side. Looked like he realized at the last second, and Byfuglien just plowed through him. A clean hit, in my opinion. I don't think there's really much debate here. Dustin Byfuglien skates up with speed and power. Doesn't leave his feet, as far as I could tell. Squares him up with the shoulder. There is some head contact, but I don't know what Dustin Byfuglien can do there to prevent that hit from being so powerful. I mean, he's just a big guy. Kind of like Shaq used to be in basketball, you know. He'd push guys just like anybody else would push, but because he's so strong, the players would be overcome with talent. So you look at it and you say, you know, what can he do? Stone was out. I don't know if you say he was out, but he was, he wasn't technically out, but he gets up and he's able to skate off on his own power, really. In Winnipeg at the MTS Center, there is no direct entrance to the dressing room from the bench, so he's got to go into the corner. Stone actually returned later in the period, shockingly to me. Returned later in the period, and then after the second intermission, didn't come back due to a chest injury. I don't know if it's a chest injury or not, and realize everybody's aware of all these emails that have come out, but it's a meaningless game, and I know Stone's from Winnipeg, and I know his family was here, and you could see his family. Some of his friends were pretty angry about the hit. Emotional, and I understand that, but this game means nothing. Don't put Stone back in the game, even if you think he's fine. That just doesn't make much sense to me. So that was the big play of the second period. That play happened at about, I think it was 11:59, because Zach Smith ended up getting a roughing penalty after that. That was Zach Smith's second penalty of the period. And Curtis Lazar had a penalty in the just shortly after. So you had Smith with 3:27 at hooking penalty. Jets weren't able to capitalize. Then you had the huge hit at 11:59 because Zach Smith came in to help, quote unquote, help to back up Stone. Again, clean hit, but just defending his top teammate. I don't like when there's a fight after a clean hit, but I guess a clean hit can be up for debate. Smith gets a penalty at 11:59, and shortly thereafter, only 10 seconds after, Curtis Lazar and Bufflin on the Jets power play exchange slashes, so they're both thrown off. So there's no more penalties for the remainder of that second period, but Bufflin's hit was the story after 2-1-0 Senators. Coming into the third, you're expecting the Jets to have a little bit of push, and they did. They had 11 shots this period in the third period, and to Ottawa's 8, the trailing team. Jets were able to tie the score at 6:55 of the third period at even strength. All goals tonight were at even strength. Mark Scheifele's 26th of the year from Blake Wheeler's 49th assist, and Drew Stafford is 16th assist. So first off, you may notice by that goal breakdown in terms of the points, Stafford went back up to the top line. Ehlers went to play with Alex Burmistrov and Marco Dano, I believe it was. You could see there was a lot of chemistry there either. Burmistrov did not play a particularly good game, I thought. But Stafford moved up, and you could certainly see his confidence and his opportunities rise with the promotion to the top line, playing with the Jets' two best offensive players. On this goal, you know, small little play by Jacob Trouba at the beginning of the play, defensive zone, left side of the ice, so not his defensive side. Usually he ends up coming up and kind of rubbing out Mike Hoffman, who's not really a competitive guy along the boards, rubs out Mike Hoffman. The puck pops out. Drew Stafford, smart play, sees kind of Wheeler streaking up the right side, and Stafford, because he's playing on that top line, is on the left side because Wheeler's a natural right winger. He kind of flips a backhand up the ice. Wheeler's able to chase it. It's kind of a one-on-one. Wheeler's able to chase and beat Mark Mathot to the puck. Mathot gives him enough space to protect himself that he's able to defend, and Wheeler curls. So if you picture the play, the puck's floating up the ice, kind of in the air. Wheeler picks it up kind of near the blue line or so, and Mathot's defending, keeps the space, and Wheeler curls, waiting for the help. When he waits for help, Trouba, who kind of starts a play with the hit on Hoffman, he drives the middle of the ice. So there's two plays here that Jacob Trouba does that gets no credit for in terms of assists. He creates a turnover at the beginning of the play, and he drives the middle of the ice. When he drives the middle of the ice, Cody Ceci has to take him. And when Cody Ceci takes him, Scheifele jumps in, comes up the play as a trailer. Scheifele just is being defended by Mika Zibanejad, who's pretty good skater. The pass from Wheeler through the seam, or through the opening, really. It's not really a huge seam. That puck was a fairly open pass, aside from Mathot defending. And Wheeler makes a pass just past Zibanejad. Beautiful pass to Scheifele. Not much space there. And kind of Scheifele got beat earlier. This is kind of him beating a player. He beats Zibanejad. Scheifele catches the puck, quickly shoots it over Andrew Hammond's glove side. Nice goal. Make it tied 1-1. Jets fans, I guess, kind of happy in the arena because they cheer for a goal. Kind of upset probably at home because they want the Jets to lose for the higher pick, or the odds of the higher pick at least. So I guess those fans were happy when a minute and 56 seconds later, Alex Chiasson was able to score the game-winning goal at even strength, his 8th of the year, from Ryan Dzingel. And this play is just a turnover from Ben Chiarot. The puck gets dumped into the Jets zone. Dzingel comes into pressure. He actually chases behind the net here, which is fairly rare. And Chiarot, you think he might have turned it over because of Dzingel's stick. He doesn't. Chiarot just loses the puck behind the net. And when he does that, Dzingel's able to pick it up. And he kind of fires it in front. It actually hits Mark Scheifele's skate. And then pops over to Alex Chiasson, who read the play. And when Chiasson picks up the puck, Hutchinson's left all by himself, and Chiasson picks the top glove side corner on Hutchinson, whose glove's a little bit low, didn't expect that play to happen. And so you can't blame really Scheifele for that puck heading his skate. He didn't expect that either. Just a poor turnover and play by Ben Sherratt here with really not much pressure. I mean, that's a play that the forward's going to chase you every time. Forward's not going to chase you every time behind the net, but forward's going to at least be there, either pressure or stand in front of the net. You got to make that play. Didn't make the play. Jets go down 2-1. Had a great opportunity late in the game. And that actually happened with about 20 seconds left. The pass came through the seam with the goalie pulled. Scheifele went to shoot the puck, kind of missed it. It goes to Stafford. He shoots it and hits it. It looked like Scheifele's leg. It was an open net. It would have tied the game. And that'd do it. Senators victorious with 19 shots tonight. They win 2-1. Jets lose, as I said, obviously one goal, 21 shots total. So certainly not encouraging. In terms of penalties, in the third period, Stewart had a slashing penalty at 1:10 of the third period. But aside from that, all penalties were at the end of the game. 10-minute misconducts to both Dustin Byfuglien and Peugeot. And Byfuglien also had a roughing at the end of the game with 20 minutes in. So didn't affect, certainly, the play. Look at goaltenders. Hutchinson, 2 goals allowed on 19 shots. Hammond, 1 goal allowed on 21 shots. In terms of total ice time, I don't think anybody here is particularly surprised. Dustin Byfuglien played a big man in 28-22. And the Jets were led forward by Mark Scheifele, 21-21, and Blake Wheeler, 21-06. Jacob Trouba also played 23-58. You look at the Ottawa Senators, again, no surprise on their side. Erik Karlsson plays 26-08, certainly different minutes than Byfuglien, but he was pretty solid, I thought. In terms of forwards for the Senators, they were led by J.G. Peugeot with 20 minutes, 47 seconds. It's a bit surprising that he led the team in ice time, but he did. Mark Stone may have, had he not gotten hurt. Anyhow, kind of an uneventful game, I'd say, aside from the big hit. Kind of a mailed-in game, if you want to call it. But Senators were able to win 2-1. I will not be here for Friday's game to do a post-game podcast, so it'll be the final post-game podcast on Sunday against the Minnesota Wild. Hopefully you tune in to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on Saturday. Thanks.